Coming up on TMS, how to shake something in 30 seconds or less.
Ooh, Zima is coming back.
Burger King says it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
42 pounds of horse meat.
Those two stories are not related. Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Yes, Mr. Crowder.
Get me my engineers.
Yes, sir, right away, Mr. Crowder.
The Morning Stream. That's my safety word.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is TMS for Monday, the 20th of February, 2017, with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. Good morning, Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
Hey, man. It's nice to see you, have you, be near you. We didn't get to do Film Sack this weekend because we had a traveling Brian Dunaway, and next That's week right. we have to double up because the week after that, you're going to a trivia thing.
To Seattle, yes.
So I'm a little bummed because, you know, not having Film Sack on a Monday is a little bit weird.
It is. It's kind of sad mm-hmm. to not have a Film Sack.
Yeah, can you feel
Plus,
it?
Plus, you know, on a Saturday morning, I look forward to sitting with you guys and talking about... Mm-hmm. What movies almost starred Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, they all do. Is the answer. Spoiler, everybody. Every movie we watch says it used to have, or that Schwarzenegger almost joined the cast.
So. I was considered for the role. Yes,
this is correct. Well, I hope you had a decent weekend. I want to start the show off on a tiny bit of a somber note. And the worst part about this is I still can't use a name because we still have not confirmed whether the family knows, and it's really bumming me out. But, people have been working feverishly to find that out, but despite all the contacts and the methods we have to do that, we still haven't found out what's going on. But we lost a big, I believe, pillar of our community mm-hmm. over the weekend. Actually, it probably happened earlier in the week. It was only late in the week that anyone found it out. But we lost somebody who was a caller on this show who mm-hmm. frequented this establishment occasionally right. and
was in the chat room often, was
almost every freaking day was in the chat yeah. room, was in every chat room for every show, was calling everything that we did, was quietly just being a rad part of the community, came to Nerdtaculars, spent time with everybody from helping Veronica level a character in the new expansion of World of Warcraft all the way down to some guy who just joined the guild and needed a little help. Many of you are hearing me say this and you know who I'm talking about, but for those that don't, we don't want to say something on social media or on a show and have his family find out that way.
Right.
And normally we would have heard back sooner in many cases, and I don't know what's taking so long. He's got family in different parts of the country, and so maybe that's part of the problem. But anyway, to make a long story short, it was a miserable thing to find out, and I just for those who are listening who know who I'm talking about, we share in your grief. I haven't felt quite this way about the passing of somebody since my dad, which is saying something. And I really took it for granted. This happened to be somebody who would sort of in some ways contact me almost every day. There'd be some interaction on Twitter or Slack or in a show or in a chat room or something. And it was just always this experience you knew was just going to be there and never not be there. And this person was way too young to die. It happened suddenly without warning. And I don't know. I just feel like there's a big, weird crater hole.
Yeah.
In the community. So anyway, when we know more, we'll give him a more proper tribute in terms of actually giving his name out and that yeah. sort of thing. But
exactly. Yeah.
And he would I knew him well enough and known him long enough to know that he would laugh about that. He would think that was funny mm-hmm. that we couldn't say his name and that we had to fumble over this for days on end trying to figure it out. He had a great sense of humor. In fact, I don't think I ever, anytime I'd tweet something like negative or angry or whatever, like I'd go on some political rant on Twitter or something like that, he would always say something to diffuse my anger and make me laugh and giggle at it. Like, he had a way of doing it. And, I'm going to miss him real bad. And our kids I mean, this doesn't give too much away, but when they were, let's see, this was like 2011, Tristan and Carter, my daughter Carter, your son Tristan, sat down with him at his behest at Nerdtacular in the hotel lobby there.
Right, in the Hampton Inn or wherever we were staying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a weird echo on my voice again.
Are you good? Is it gone yet?
No, not yet.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I could hear it too, barely, sort of.
Keep pushing that button, whatever you're doing.
Whatever that was, yeah, keep doing that. But he sat in that room, and he taught them how to play Magic the Gathering, which is no small task, first of all. Second of all, to teach, you know, kids of their age that sort of thing and have them find interest in it is not easy. They're like 13 or something.
And Tristan's very much an introvert. And in those early Nerdtaculars, it was, you know, him as close to me and Tina walking around as possible. Like he, you know, he wasn't opening up and meeting a lot of people. And so this person's warmth and friendliness and openness was really exactly what Tristan needed to kind of come out of his shell for that.
So. Yeah. And it was never forced. It was never weird. It was never anything. He just had this like way about him. And Carter bawled her eyes out the other day. She was so upset about this. And and I think there are a lot of people sort of sharing that. It is rare that you come across somebody in this life with no ulterior motives, no guile, no effort to build up something of their own. They just are there to help and to share and to be part of stuff. Mm-hmm. That was him. And I'm angry at myself for accepting it as granted a little bit because he just was that way, and you just always thought it would forever be that way. And so you're always never worried about that little corner of the universe because he's got it going on, and it was perfect. And you just never thought about it. You just always thought, oh, well, he'll just be here forever and it's all good.
Yeah.
And man, that was devastating. So anyway,
it's things like that that remind you to make sure you thank your community and your friends and the people that you love every day for being who they are and contributing to your life the way they do. And
sure.
So you did that really well on Facebook the other day. So I second that that feeling, that that statement.
Good. And also, just finally, if I don't want people to jump to conclusions about who this may be in a way that's going to cause panic or something. Like I know that a few of my cohorts and people I podcast with have been getting emails saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And like everyone's worried it's somebody. There's no need to freak out completely, but if we could, we'd say more, because, you know, again, we're trying to be respectful of the next of kin sort of tradition. We want them to know first. It's not fair, sure. I don't think I think the community was real family to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a given, but he's also got, you know, flesh and blood out there somewhere, and we want to make sure they're cool. So anyway, more on that later. I did something this weekend that I'm proud of, and I can't remember if I talked about this.
I'm looking. I thought you did. I thought you did this last week, and we talked about it. But
we may have Thursday, and I'm having
something else. So,
I got really sick over the weekend with a stupid cold, and I feel like maybe I forgot that I talked about this. But if I did, great. If I didn't, I didn't. But I'll recap. I taught the dog how to shake in less than 30 seconds, and I don't mean her whole body. I mean her paw. And it was great. It was just literally like, here's a treat. Put your paw up in my thing. I grabbed it and said, shake. Held it, gave her a piece of food. The very next time I just said, shake, she put her paw up, and now she does it without even thinking. Mm-hmm. So my question is, and I think I went over that last week, but my bigger question is, what is the next thing I should teach her? And I haven't gotten anybody to tell me, so I couldn't remember if I had even asked.
Oh. No, you didn't ask the question. So does she sit on command?
She sits and she'll sit on command. She'll lay down on command. She will, I could throw a giant slab of raw meat on the floor and say, wait, and she wouldn't touch it until I told her it was okay. Those are her main, she spins just by either saying spin, or if you twirl your finger, she'll spin.
Yeah, I like it when you teach the dog the non-verbal commands. Like Daisy, we just put a finger to the side of our nose and she sits.
Oh, see, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, we can do that with Carter, or with Rain. All we do is with Carter, yeah. We do that with Carter. We touch the side of her nose, she sits. No, with the dog, I can go like this with my hand and she'll sit.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
So we have a lot of that going on, but I don't know what's next. Like, what do you do? She doesn't want to. She hates rolling over because she feels exposed and hates it.
What about the lay down and stay, and then you walk away and then call her and she comes to you?
She'll do that. She already does that.
She already does that. Okay. Yeah,
she won't leave unless things are nuts and there's another dog in the room or there are people everywhere and she can't control herself. She just freaks out. But if it's just me and her, she'll totally do that. I'm just trying to think of what's next. Do I have her start bringing me food? Do I get the paper in the morning? Like what's the next? What's stage three for dog training?
And yeah, I don't know.
There's got to be somebody in the community, man. There's got to be somebody out there who's like, I train dogs every day and here's what you should do next. Is anyone out there like that? Chat room, I'm looking at you.
Man.
Edit podcast. Perfect, Jay Calhoun.
Have her sub in for you when you're sick on Hotline Monday.
Yeah. Roar, everybody. She just take over.
Justin Robert Young.
Oh, there is no hotline today. I should say that. We're not. Oh. It's a holiday. It's President's Day. So we wanted to do a TMS, but later the kids are out of school. We're doing a thing in the afternoon. So that's why there's no. There's no hotline today. Celebrate President's Day the best way you can by not doing things, I suppose. And then, Brian, the February Film Fest is rapidly approaching in terms of its deadline.
That's right. So we have, a little over a week left?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about a little over a week left to get your submissions in for the TMS Film Fest for February. The topic, again, is monster. However you want to convey the term monster, it all works, whether it's the energy drink, whether it's a giant furry thing that lives in your closet, whether it's just a insurmountable hurdle that's in your life, whatever. Get your submissions into the show and we'll pick the winner at the end of the month and they'll get a big old prize package from this big box of goodies that Scott and I have.
Yeah.
Visit Frogpants. I'm going there right now. Frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest.
Correct.
And get your stuff in.
Yeah, get in there. Submit it. You will get a rad prize. And people,
we've already got a couple people who've submitted. We usually don't watch any of them until the very end because that kind of puts them all on the level playing field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like my wine tastings in all in one shot. I want to just go down the table.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
Yeah, that's how
By the way, I'm so excited about this. So you were talking about the get together in Vegas in April.
Yeah.
And I've got the perfect place. I know where we're going to be meeting. Last time we met over by Secret Pizza at the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, yeah.
This time. And it's what's cool about this is it's all ages. There's something for everybody to do. We're meeting at Topgolf over by the MGM Grand.
Oh, all right.
And each of the bays is like a nice little setup where you can sit down, have drinks, have appetizers, whatever. If you want to play golf, I'll rent a bay for a couple hours. So mm-hmm. anyone who wants to can take a few swings and try it out and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's basically a gamified driving range where you've got little targets on the ground that you've got to try and knock the ball into. It's not like just got to hit it as hard as you can and try and get into the net at the far end, blah, blah, blah. It's the Nintendo version of golf.
Okay. It sounds like almost like a phone app, like an app.
Right.
Game.
Totally does. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. I'm a terrible swing, so it'll be fun to show that off. And we're going to be near. That's right off Fremont. It's right off of.
It's off the Strip. It's Koval, I think.
Yeah, what's that street there? Shit. I think my hotel
street is Tropicana.
I think our hotel's like right on somewhere around there. The one we're
on. Oh, really? Staying on the Strip? Or
we're
you not. Off
we're
strip?
Just off Strip, but it's just like one of the just barely turns off Strip.
Like you're Hooters. You're staying at Hooters.
Yeah, we're staying at. We got to see it before they get rid of the shirts and the
and the wings and
yeah, right. All that. No, I don't know what it's called. I forget. Kim got some screaming deal in some nice place. And so anyway, so it's cool. Right near there. So yeah, that sounds, I love that idea. That's a perfect hangout. Well done, Brian. Yeah, well
exactly.
Done. Yeah. It's,
I had a great time there with Missoula last year. And, like you said, all ages, we can hang out there.
Yeah.
And then after that, whoever still wants to hang out, there's a bunch of stuff I want to check out.
No, Brian, listen, Brian's going to need companionship for his Iron Man challenge.
That's right.
Yeah. He's going all night. And he has no hotel room.
Nope.
That's the other thing.
Not getting a hotel room.
You'll have this proximity to the MGM Grand that where you usually have a room. Mm-hmm. You almost have a residency there.
I know. There's almost the like a door with my name on it on the 17th floor, room 208.
Yeah, they're going to put a big banner of your face on the side of the hotel or something. That's right. But you're not even doing that. So as a reminder, that's what this whole trip is for Brian. He's going to Iron Man through that thing for like 36 hours or something.
That's right, and yes.
Kim and I are not doing that.
I don't blame you.
We're going to go. We're totally stoked to see you, of course. And we're going to see you before you're all ripe and disgusting. So that'll be good. Right.
Yes.
But the people who want to feel that same rush of, hey, we've been out all night, you know, drinking and being crazy.
Because every good Las Vegas story says, I never even saw my hotel room that night. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
That's true. Also, I just would like to point out every bad Las Vegas story has that same story.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. I feel like there's a common story thread to both of those outcomes. However, knowing you and your jocular nature, I think you'll be fine.
I think so too. Yeah. I think it'll be a blast.
It's not like you're going to the crazy horse and gonna, you know, murder a hooker and put her under a bed or something.
That'll be the next afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the second half.
A lot easier to doze off in a a barely lit strip club in the middle of the afternoon.
That's a good point. All right, there's that. We've done our duty there. Let's get Daryl in here. I think you may have already been in here. Daryl, are you here?
Oh, I am.
Oh, hi. You've been so quietly sitting there, just chilling. I like that.
We've got new duties to do.
Yeah, new duty. Daryl duty. DD.
And I like your new orange Post-it note.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a yellow one with just highlight marked over the lens.
Is that what that is? So pull it back a little just so I can see how small this is. I just want to see here.
Small what?
Pull your camera up. Pull your phone up.
I'm with you.
Pull your phone up just a tiny bit. I want to see what's under this orange. Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, that's crazy how that gives that effect of like a giant. It looks like an orange flat room. That's weird. all right. We're going to take your calls here, folks. And Brian's got his own little version of it. Nice. we're gonna take your calls here on the show. It's 801-895-4724, and you could win a prize package. Brian's got some digital goodies to give away today.
I do. We'll talk about that when we explain the rules, but we got to get a contestant first.
Yeah, we need a contestant. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's going on? Where are you from, Steve?
I am from the bluegrass state of Kentucky.
Kentucky. Man, listen, I could listen to a Kentucky accent all day, man. I for real could. I love, man, everything about Kentucky is something I like. What part of Kentucky are you from?
I am in Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky. Oh, nice. That's even better. You guys have internet out there. That's great. I freaking love it. All right. It's terrible to say. Welcome to the show. We're going to play a little Stump Daryl, and Brian, you're going to explain the rules. How does it work?
Cool. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Steve.
Steve. That typed in here, because then I don't forget it. All right, Steve, we're going to be, we're going to be coughing and asking Daryl a trivia question about said coughs. Well, no, it won't really be about the coughs. We're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question. The answer to that trivia question is going to be a number. Daryl's going to guess. Then we're going to turn to you and ask you whether the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win a couple digital codes. I don't know if you play Team Fortress, but you win a bunch of badges. Badges? Mm. We don't need no stinking Team Fortress 2 badges. You'll get a bunch of badges for that, as well as the game Kholat, Kholat. All courtesy of our friend Matthew, aka Punk Gopher 76.
Nice, very nice. Thank you for the offering those codes, and now we hope that they end up in Eastern Kentucky's hands.
That's right,
with Steve. Brian, what's our topic for Daryl today?
Our topic today is Xbox 360.
Ooh, the previous Xbox model, not the current Xbox One or upcoming Scorpio. We're talking about Xbox 360. Originally launched in November 22nd of 2005. Daryl, are you a fan? Did you play the Xbox during that period?
Oh, yes, and still have it.
Oh, good.
Cool.
You've not...
Do you have a Kinect for it?
Yeah, do you get a Kinect?
No. No, none of that fancy stuff.
It wasn't that fancy. It was kind of bad. It wasn't. That was not a great peripheral. It was okay. The idea was all right, but not so much in the end. Anyway, well, this thing, here's your question. This thing launched on November 22nd, 2005 in the United States and Canada. How many games were launched with the systems? This is launch day titles. Were launched that day with the system. And I'll give you a hint. Nintendo's only launching with one or two.
Right.
With their Switch, yeah. With their Switch. And they always have less at launch compared to everyone else anyway.
It's more like four or five, right? Because I'm actually getting Zelda, and I'm even getting the little party game thing. Because I really like the look of that. I watched the a review of it, and what's it called? Switch 1, 2, I think?
Switch 2. Oh, what's it called?
I think it's Switch 1, 2.
Switch 1, 2? Is that it? I can't remember now either, but I know what you mean. Yeah. The one where you milk the cow and do the mini games and all that. So my hint is it's somewhere between that launch lineup, let's say somewhere between 2 and 60. So that'll give you a nice range to work in there.
Yes, that's good. Otherwise, who knows what I'd say.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if this counted for... Geometry Wars, which was amazing, came out day one, but I think that was just download. So I guess it doesn't matter. I guess this includes download or otherwise, as far as I know.
Yeah, you get... I'm so bummed that Mario Kart Deluxe 8 is not going to be available on launch day. That's one I was really excited about. But yeah,
they should. I wish it was, too, because it's just a refurb. Not refurb, but an update of the previous one.
Right. Yeah, it looks like Bomberman or Super Bomberman, 1-2 Switch, Zelda, maybe Splatoon. I can't tell. It doesn't have a release.
No, Splatoon's later in the fall.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That looks really good, though. That's a true sequel as well, which is nice. Anyway, cool. What do you think, Daryl? Xbox 360, launch titles, 20,005. That's like a Dune year.
That's way in the future.
Yeah, way too far.
I need to go in the fry freezing box for a long time for that.
No kidding. You'd have to trip and fall, and it turns out it was, who tripped you? Was it, no. How did it work? Nibbler, right?
Right.
Well, there was also one where he pushed the chair himself.
Yeah, because he went back in time and, yeah. I loved that when they did that. That's the only time travel crap I can stand.
Well, yeah, exactly. When it's, you know, humorous and... animated, that's the way to do it. Totally
agree. You can get away with so much more. Like Bob's Burgers, if it was a live action show, it would suck. But it's amazing as an animated show, and the musical numbers, they wouldn't work in real life. It's just so good. Anyway,
all right, what you got, Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay,
show us what you got.
Yeah, show us what you've got.
I want to say 47, but I think that's too high.
Rick and Morty, show us what you got. Oh, I love those guys. They're the best.
It's so Zardoz.
Show us what you've got. Anyway, I'm sorry, Daryl. You were saying a word.
Yes, I think 47 is too high. Okay. So I think it's probably maybe half that.
All right, so what's that?
20. Maybe it could be 23, but then it could also be 32.
It could be 23 or 32.
It could be all of these things.
It could be any of them, really. It could be any number you say,
or
honestly.
Something else.
Yeah. So you're going to say 23 or 32?
I'll say 30. No, yeah, I'll say 32.
32. All right. Brian, is that right? Is that number right?
32 is incorrect. Steve, is the correct answer higher or lower than 32?
I have no idea, but I'm going to say lower.
Lower than 32. All right. Well, let's find out if you are correct. Izzy?
Congratulations.
You're totally right.
You're a winner.
The answer is there were a mere 20 released alongside the system.
I should have said 23.
You were really close, Daryl. They were the following: Amped 3, Call of Duty 2, Condemned Criminal Origins. I've played all these. Ugh. Every Party, FIFA 06, Gun was a very he says, "Oh, awesome Western game." It was not, Mike. It was a bad Western game. Cameo elements of power was okay. Madden NFL 06 was pretty good. NBA 2K6, NBA Live 06, Need for Speed Most Wanted, NHL 2K6, Perfect Dark Zero, Peter Jackson's King Kong, Project Gotham Racing 3, Quake 4, Ridge Racer 6, Tetris the Grandmaster Ace, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 06, and Tony Hawk's American Wasteland.
A lineup.
The digitals are not listed here, so maybe there are more. But definitely under 32. That we know for sure. Yeah. Well done, Steve. You are the big winner, and all you got to do is send Brian either a quick message here in the chat, or you can send him an email at coverville@gmail.com, and he will send you those codes. Congratulations, man.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
You did it. Now go back down to the holler and look for some Kentucky Green Chicken Man something. I don't know what that is. Don't ask me, dude. I just play one on TV. Daryl?
Okay. All right.
It's the NyQuil talking. I took a lot of NyQuil last night. You ever have that NyQuil hangover in the morning?
Yes. Oh, totally. Did you wake up typically with NyQuil? You wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Did that happen?
It actually did. But part of that was my wife was all ticked at 3:30 because some dog's howling outside and we don't know whose dog it is. It's just going at the top of its freaking lungs. Yeah. Jeez. So that was really annoying. By the way, dog neighbor, dog electric car neighbor appears to have gotten rid of his dog. The dog no longer exists. So.
Well, was it ever his dog anyway?
No, that's what he says. In its place is another brand new red Tesla. I still, for the life of me, cannot figure out what's going on with the cars over there. I don't understand it. Like, there's a new Tesla every week. There's a new truck parked out front. One day, the next day, it's black. The next day, it's red. I don't know what's going on. He doesn't own a dealership. I know enough about him to know that's not all true. And maybe if Paul's listening, who lives a few doors down, let's have another email exchange. I need to know more. I don't want to bug him. I don't want to poke the bear.
Right.
I just want to know what's
curious.
Up.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me. All right. So there's all that. Daryl,
put a tracker on that car and see where it ends up.
Oh yeah. Do you have a spider tracker you can stick to it?
Well, how do you get it on there without walking up to it? Is there a way? Can I shoot
Spider-Man
it?
Spider-Man could just throw it from across the street as he was driving off.
That's what I'd want. I'd want to be able to
just
shoot
stick to the back end, the bumper.
Yeah. If he's listening, I'm not doing these things. It's fine.
Spider Tracer, I guess it was. It was Tracer on the tracker. Spider Tracer.
No need to call the police. Everything's fine, buddy. It's all good. All right. Daryl Skeels is the Trek Nerd. You can find him on the internet as the Trek Nerd on Twitter and hang out with him there. And also at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Daryl, play a game with us now that you've devised of your own making.
Okay, I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. You complete. I can never get the last part right. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
Complaw. That's what you meant. It was a deal.
Poop.
All right, go ahead.
Xbox 360 was.
Xbox 360
was. Wow, it's like ripped from today's Stump a Trek Nerd.
You can tell when I'm not ready.
Yeah. Xbox 360 was.
Yeah.
I can't tell what's really him and what's memorized.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Oh, whoop! I don't want to play that one. Sorry. All right.
Xbox 360
was
overrated.
Overrated. Underrated.
That's what everybody says.
Was broken.
It's overrated.
That's a good console. When it didn't break, it was a fine console.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That Red Ring of Death, though, that was trouble. I'm going to say it was awesome because somebody wrote that somewhere. Some kid who was 10 in 2005 and is now 22 or whatever.
Who considers the Xbox 360 to be old school, retro gaming.
Yeah, classic gaming box, Xbox 360. This is going to be breaking a YouTube video going, "Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. Wasn't the Xbox 360 awesome? It was awesome." That's what I think. Don't forget to like and subscribe. YouTube.
All right, what is it, Daryl?
YouTube and I have a weird relationship. Yes, Daryl.
Oh, what was Brian's answer?
I said was overrated.
Overrated.
Okay, well, if you type in Xbox was, the number one thing that comes up is Xbox.
Xbox 360 was or Xbox was? Because 360 makes a difference.
Xbox 360. No, yeah, Xbox 360 was.
Yeah.
The first thing on the list is Xbox 360.
Really? That's the first thing that comes up is wasabi?
Yes.
Wasabi?
Was that a solution to the Red Ring of Death?
I don't know. That's just weird.
Did he say that wasabi or did he go into the microphone? Because that's all I heard.
No, he said wasabi. Oh, he said Xbox 360.
And then he said wasabi?
Wasabi. Yeah, all I get too. That's the only result I get is wasabi.
Xbox 360 wasabi.
Oh, wasabi 360. What the hell? Is that like a mod or something?
Maybe.
It looks like a bunch of people who are modding their Xboxes by doing some sort of wasabi.
Oh, it's probably the
deal or
it's
something.
It's the name of the hack, probably.
Yeah.
It's like when you do the, it's like any homebrew hacky thing. They have some name for it. Project whatever. Okay. Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. All right. All I heard was Daryl making smacking noises.
Oh, that's funny. So it cut out for you guys and the stream because they didn't hear it either.
Ew. Oh, gosh. Wait, how fast can I hang up on him? It's impossible to do it quick enough. Okay, here goes. He's out. All right. Oh, that was foul. All right. News? Let's do news. Here's news. It's the morning news brought to you by...
In the U.S., nearly 34,000 organs were transplanted last year, but that's not enough. There's still close to 120,000 people waiting for a life-saving transplant. Anyone can register to be a donor at registerme.org and learn more by listening to the Gifted Life podcast. It's the nation's only podcast focused on donation and transplantation. We just released our 50th episode, and it features Good Morning America's Robin Roberts. Robin needed a life-saving bone marrow transplant after she was diagnosed with MDS following her battle with breast cancer. Robin and her sister Sally Ann talk about how they made their mess of their message. I really said that. Mm-hmm. And continue to share their story to inspire others to register as donors. You can find the Gifted Life podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or any of your favorite podcast apps. Visit lopa.org/podcast for more information.
Oh, I see. Made their mess their message. I get it.
Right. How they made their mess their message.
That makes sense now.
It almost sounds like I said it wrong the first time and then had to go back and say it again. But no. Made their mess, their message.
Their message. I like that. It's a pretty good thing. My mess is my message. I could say that's true of me as well. Most of my message is a mess. You should see my desk over here. It's a freaking pile of crap.
It's a mess. Yeah, you should be glad you can't see the desk to my left. I guess you can see the stuff over here, although that's controlled chaos right there.
Yeah.
These are MP3 and AAC... DVDs for Coverville Citizens that I'm burning.
Oh wow!
And you ran out of those mid shipment.
Oh my gosh! You still make discs of things. I keep forgetting you do that.
I do. It's way less expensive than USB drives, and people want something physical. They're not happy with just give me a download folder where I can get it.
Yeah, that's true.
I value
the, when I'm supporting something like that, I value the physical as well. I think there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, Brian, do you remember Zima? Zima was a thing?
I totally remember Zima.
Yeah, it was the hallmark of our 20s.
It was the Smirnoff Ice of the mid-90s, mm-hmm. whereas you drink it, and if you like it, you're going to get made fun of by people.
Yeah, it was. I remember everybody was a big joke if you drank Zima. And I don't drink, so I never did, but it was like this hardly alcoholic, like, wiener drink, right? It was just kind of lame.
Kind of. I thought it was good. I mean, it was like lighter than a wine cooler. Like, it wasn't super sweet and it was fizzy. I don't know. It was like the Fresca of when you compare to like Mike's Hard Lemonades and stuff like that.
It's a nice compliment. The Fresca.
I know. It really doesn't, is it? Doesn't really.
Well, Zima is going to be hitting shelves again soon, so you can party like it's 1995. If you came of age in the 90s, there's a very good chance that the first time you got drunk, it was thanks to Zima, the clear alcoholic beverage introduced to the world in 1993 that all your friends swore your parents totally wouldn't be able to smell on your breath. But while other teen-preferred malt beverages, staples like Bartles and James wine coolers and Boone's Farm have managed to endure over the years, sadly, Zima was fully discontinued in 2008. But here's the exciting news. Huh? With the return of Crystal Pepsi last summer, is that still I can go buy that now? Can we get some Crystal Pepsi if I need it?
I don't know if you can. I thought that was kind of like Surge, or not Surge. There was something where if you didn't pre-order it, you aren't going to get it.
Mm. Yeah, something like that rings a bell, too. Like, maybe I had to do it then.
Yeah.
Which is, I kind of like Crystal Pepsi. I don't drink sugar now, though.
So I remember it tasting like soap.
Really? Soapy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way about Pepsi in general or just the clear?
Just the Crystal Pepsi.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was only a matter of time before the world was ready for something different again. Miller Coors, that's who owns it, is bringing back Zima, albeit in a limited time only fashion, just like we talked about. A Miller Coors spokesman who spoke with Ad Age said that, quote, more news is coming and that you're, if you're one of the zillion fans who miss Zima, the answer could be clear.
Whoa.
If you were a zillion fans, you wouldn't have discontinued it.
Right, exactly.
It'd still be happening. For real, man.
Something's coming back.
Says here, time to stock up on Jolly Ranchers, since, as most Zima connoisseurs will surely remember, the drink had no discernible flavor of its own. So what people would do is drop a couple of Jolly Ranchers in there.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young and immature, we called them gay farmers.
The Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice at the time.
No, that's not very good, Scott. No. It's insensitive to farmers.
It's a little insensitive to farmers, for sure. Hey, memorabilia. Everyone likes a nice piece of memorabilia.
Sure.
I finished that O.J. Simpson documentary, the long one.
The Made in America.
O.J. Made in America. That is an amazing documentary. Absolutely should win. If it doesn't win, it's the definition of what a documentary is supposed to do. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. It's so good and thorough and just like... Like, even if you think, oh, I don't want to see some sensationalist freaking retread of this 1990s thing, that is not this. It is something else. But yeah, it's beyond that. It's really, really good. And anyway, the reason I thought of that is because why he's in jail now for 32 years is for the memorabilia deal. Right. Yeah. But man, when you get to that part in the documentary, you're just be prepared to have your mind enlightened.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It's just... there's so many messages. It's so good. I loved every freaking second of that documentary. And it was long. It was like five parts. It was like, I don't know, five-something hours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. In total. So you watch it in chunks. Like,
you know. Definitely going to be... I might take a break from watching Cheers to watch that.
Oh, we just got to the... last night, we got to the first Rebecca Howe episode. Yeah, she... They turned it over, and I've forgotten how kind of sad and sweet the final Diane episode was. It was really nice.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm in the middle of the two-parter with Christopher Lloyd as the artist that comes to paint.
Oh, Diane. You're way behind.
I'm about
behind
a season behind, I think.
Yeah, you're about 24 episodes behind. Something like that. That show's great. It holds up. It
really is.
And you know what? You're in the Woody time now, right? Or no?
No, haven't got to Woody yet. Still have Coach and...
Woody's really good.
Yeah.
I forgot how funny he is in this. Like, he just nails that country bumpkin thing so perfectly.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, watch Cheers, everybody. It's a good show.
And well, I might take a break from Cheers and watch that. At least start watching it before the Oscars. We still have... All we have left is Lion.
Oh, okay.
And I gotta say, I didn't enjoy Fences as much as I was hoping. It was all right.
The Denzel Washington deal?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like it's in the same caliber as La La Land, Hell or High Water, and Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm. What'd you think of the one, what's it called, Moonlight? You like that?
Moonlight was good, yeah. I think Tina liked Moonlight more than, I think that might be her front runner right now. Yeah. And for me, it's up there, but I thought Hacksaw Ridge was fantastic. And, Hell or High Water is great. Mm. And La La Land will win. Mm. And La La Land is good. It deserves to win. It is a good film. It's really well made, and but it is a Hollywood film about Hollywood, and boy, does Hollywood love Hollywood films about Hollywood.
I don't feel like they're going to give... I could be wrong. Maybe Mel Gibson's time has come back, but he went through that anti-Semite period so hardcore that I just don't know if they're ever going to give it to him again. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Deserved or not. I'm not arguing whether the movie's not deserving. It probably is. I can't wait to see it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like he's been marked, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to get over.
Yeah. How do you get past that if you're basically openly anti-Semitic
And misogynist.
Yeah, and you supposedly issues with your wife and all that. Like, what? Right. How do you just go, okay, I'm good. I'm good again. I'm over here making a movie. I'm good. Everything's good. Like, I don't know how you do it.
And to a lesser degree, I think Alec Baldwin's gotten past that. He never did the anti-Semitic thing, but he did, you know, there was the very widely publicized voicemail to his daughter where she calls him or he calls her a fat pig or something.
Yeah, and he was a douche in that.
And his refusal to turn off Words with Friends on an airplane and be a douche there too.
I mean, he has
absolutely made a comeback. And I think the way to make a comeback is to not shy away from talking about it, owning up to it, and kind of turning it into a joke. Like if Mel Gibson were to do a Capital One commercial where he says, he comes out and says something like, "Hey, get picked up by the cops lately?"
I mean, you probably
use your Capital One card to buy sugar.
Yeah. And if he did, maybe that would help it. I don't know.
It might.
Maybe
it
he doesn't might. Care. I mean, he went mm-hmm. through a pretty rough period anyway, where he was.
Yeah, he did. Well, what he did, I think, was a lot worse than what Alec Baldwin did. But still,
sure.
Maybe that's the way to come back from that.
Yeah. Too bad he can't impersonate our current political dude, because he could just. Everyone would just forget.
Right, that'd be another, exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
That would work for Mel Gibson.
Yeah, totally.
Burger King is in the news. Oh, no, let's talk about Hitler's phone.
Sure.
Yeah, Hitler's phone. This is great. Hitler's phone sold for $240,000 at an auction. I feel like that's low, but whatever. Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler's phone sold a Saturday afternoon to a person who bid by phone. Let's see. This is according to the Alexander Historical Auctions. And they did not name the buyer. Bidding for the phone started at 100 grand. That's 94,000 euros. And the successful bidder paid 243,000 bucks, according to the Maryland-based auctioneer.
Now, does that come with all the apps?
All his existing data?
Right. I've got 112 of the Pokemons in my Pokemon Go account.
Yes,
you can pick it up from there.
If you want to. You can have every single angry bird I have ever had.
Originally, it was a black Bakelite phone, later painted crimson and engraved with Hitler's name. The relic was found in the Nazi leader's Berlin bunker in 1945 following the regime's defeat. Occupying Russian officers gave the phone to a British officer, Sir Ralph Rayner, whose son inherited it and put it up for sale. And it's just a crappy old phone, like a dial phone.
A Bakelite phone.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that story a lot. Burger King in the news. Let's talk about Burger King real quick.
Okay.
They make the Whopper, you know.
Make the Whopper. They just had last week that adult meal with the sex toys in it.
Yeah, over there in, where was it? Amsterdam or something? Or I can't remember.
Israel.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
It's totally weird. Anyway, Burger King.
Super kinky Israel. Anyway.
Burger King worker wins $46,000 after being fired for taking home a fish sandwich. He took home a fish.
I wanted to steal fish.
They didn't give me any more fish. He took home a fish sandwich meal, and they aren't really known for having great benefits of providing their employees with many great incentives. It says here, is that true? I don't know if Burger King.
I don't know. Is that
it's a little slight, isn't it? A little backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
thing.
It kind of is.
Anyway, you're working on your feet all day, you deal with unruly customers, you smell like greasy food by the end of every shift, and pay isn't all that great. But one of the few benefits you do enjoy, however, is free food and meals. Obviously, the entire staff isn't going to eat enough food to bankrupt their spot, but letting workers take home extra stuff from time to time is a nice way to help them cope and the fact that their job isn't the best. But the Burger King
this
manager...
This editorial brought to you by Distractify.com.
Yeah, by McDonald's employee 4522. Anyway, this guy's took home a fish meal. He claimed it was misunderstanding. They said he wasn't allowed to. They fired him for it, and he won $46,000 in a court case, saying that it was not that crazy to expect that. That is not worth it, by the way. Burger
How
King.
Do you come up with 40? Like, do they say, oh yeah, he would have worked there for the rest of his life and at least earned $46,000 had he not been fired?
Yeah, it's really weird. I think.
Punitive damages.
If I was them, I would have long ago. Well, I first of all wouldn't have fired him. That's the thing I wouldn't have done. And I would have said, all right, well, this is, even if you felt like it was wrong, you say, well, all right, just don't do that anymore. And if he does it again, well, then you got some company policy to lay on.
Sure.
But come on, that wasn't worth it. That's the most expensive chicken or fish meal you've ever eaten. And by the way, fish at that place is not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Probably only 18% fish. We went out, by the way, to this place over by us on Friday night for fish fry. Wisconsin tradition, so the crazy neighbors, you know, obviously were.
Yeah, but they're all up in that.
Totally all up in that. Went to this place called Ranch at 40, West 40, and it's an all-you-can-eat, but they don't say it's an all-you-can-eat fish place. They call it an all-you-care-to-eat fish place because I guess they don't want to make you feel like you eat until you burst as opposed to eat until you don't feel like eating anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care to eat any more of this.
That makes sense.
But every time we requested more fish, all I could think of was the guy in my head. I even texted you. I said, we asked for more fish, but they wouldn't bring us any more fish.
Did you run into any kind of stoppage? Do they just keep bringing you fish?
They would have kept bringing it to us. Yeah, I only had one extra piece, and the crazy neighbors had a couple extra each. But they looked like they were just going to keep on bringing us more fish if we wanted more fish.
Here's more for new listeners. This is what we're referring to.
We asked for more fish, and they refused to give us any more fish.
There you go. Actually, he was talking about that very situation, except that he was being denied fish. Yeah,
exactly.
That sounds good. I like a nice fish fry, good place, like a good
very light breading, yeah. a good piece of cod cooked all the way through, flaky but not undercooked. It was decent. It was really good, and the fries had a nice crispy, like they did a double fry on the fries,
fried
and then did a little batter dip, but not quite to the level of Good Times.
That sounds really good.
Yeah,
that's a lot better than Long John Silver's or something.
It is. Yeah.
Final story. Speaking of meat you shouldn't eat, 42 pounds of horse meat, including horse genitals, were confiscated at the Dulles Airport. Over the years, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have confiscated charred monkeys, cocaine hidden inside the cavity of fully cooked chickens, and giant African land snails at the self-same airport. Dulles Airport's famous for this stuff, I guess. Anyway, now they can add horse genitalia to the list. CBP confiscated 42 pounds of horse meat. This includes 13 of those pounds in the form of horse genitals. They really want to make sure we know about the genitals.
I know, exactly. But by the way, don't forget genitals.
Genital. I hate the word genitals. It's the worst
genitals.
Word.
Genitals.
Your genitalia. January 29th from two women traveling from Mongolia. Magnolia. They just left the watching of Magnolia.
That's right. They just, Julia Roberts lying there in bed, and they're bringing a horse genitalia.
There you go. During a routine agricultural.
No correlation, people.
No, none at all.
Not drawing any parallels.
No. I may have been thinking of the other movie anyway, the one with Tom Cruise. I can't think of it.
Oh, Magnolia, right. The one with, not Steel Magnolias. You're thinking of the one with Tom Cruise.
Philip Seymour Hoffman and all.
Respect the horse genitalia.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
During a routine agricultural examination, CBP specialists found the horse meat, and they were hidden inside juice boxes and a ruminant meal. What's that?
I don't know.
Other ruminant
meat.
Meat. Oh, meat. I was reading that T's and L. Ruminant meat and 3 liters of yak milk. Boy, bury the lead. There's a bunch of yak milk in there.
Was the yak milk hidden in juice boxes as well?
Well, could have been. Look at your cat doing high fives with you or something there.
It's got her claw stuck in my watch band.
Oh. Hey, thanks.
I can't get it out.
Oh, look at that, though. It's like she's just annoyed. Someone needs to make a GIF of what we just saw. Please get on that. Please get on
that. Somebody needs to add, accordion music to this. There you go.
It looked a little like you're making taffy or something. You guys, your job is clear. Go make a clip and make a GIF. Let's not be lazy today. Let's get our butts in gear. The woman said the meat, by the way, was for medical purposes. You know, the great healing properties of horse genitalia.
Horse genitalia. That's delicious.
Everyone knows. If you're just finding out, you're slow. let's break for a moment and do a little song here. You got a little something prepared, yeah? What do you got there?
I do. I have something from an artist named Russell Foisey. This is from his new album, Constructive or Destructive. He comes from Tarpon Springs. I think that's Florida. Somebody can confirm because it doesn't say on here. Mm. But you can find his music at RussellFoiseyMusic.com. That's Russell with two S's and two L's. Foisey is F-O-I-S-Y, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. This is really good stuff. It's very power poppy, and you know that's a favorite of mine. From his album, Constructive or Destructive, this is the song M.O.
Identification, possible reasons to analyze, links between these crimes, the clues, the what's, the whys. Modus operandi is a Latin, fine methods of operation, investigation pattern, expression, habits, creation. Please in just plain English. Profiling to accurate prediction, true assessment of the offender, evaluation of their belongings, interview room process to consider. Modus operandi is a Latin, fine methods of operation, investigation pattern, expression, habits, creation. Please in just plain English.
Dad had to defragment the disc, too. I'm not really sure what that is, so you better get an adult to help you with it.
Oh!
Burn in hell, you little green bastard.
This is the Morning Stream.
We're back.
Hello.
We're back to it. And I like that. That was very odd and different. I liked it.
Yes. Lon Koenig in the chat room described it as the cars read Wikipedia. I think that's probably the best description.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Hey, why don't we all now saunter into the small Kansas tavern known as Major Spoilers and call Steven and see what he's up to. Because we like Steven. He has things to talk about. And we always like talking to him. So we're going to do that now. I got a little song even. Whoops. How come I didn't call him? There we go. It's calling him. And I got a little thing here. It sounds a little like this. Wait, where is it? Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. The one, the only, Mr. Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
How are you, man?
Hello, Steven.
I'm doing good for a Monday.
Yeah. Are you, I was going to ask you something about your part of the world. How come it's warm? It's
right now, 60 degrees. Well, pressure at 29%.
That's weird.
Humidity 37%.
That's weird that we're all at it's higher temperatures. That's all I'm saying. It's weird.
Yep.
I don't understand.
It was like 77 yesterday.
Yeah, that's jacked up. That shouldn't be the case, should it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Does that so what is that
February now?
Does that tell us what does that tell us?
Spring break
global
ice storm.
Global warming.
Global, you can't explain that. Oh wait, oh, spring break's coming. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be spending my spring break in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice.
Part of it with Brian a bit anyway.
As will I.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, make sure you grab a lot of those like wet naps.
Yeah.
That way you can take one of those baths in the washroom.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like that idea. Yes.
Yeah, I really like the idea of walking into a stall seeing Brian half naked wiping wipes all over his body.
Well, I will like close the stall door. It won't be like a Jack in the Box sort of situation, Scott.
Okay, good. You won't be putting heroin in your arm when I walk in.
Again,
okay.
If I sneak into a hotel to use their pool anyway, they have showers in the bathroom that you take a quick shower before you get into the pool, supposedly.
Yeah supposedly. But I'm going to tell you what I think the percentage chance of people actually
it's
doing
not
that.
The YMCA.
Going to be pretty low. All right, Steven, it's good to have you here. And I hope you have a lovely President's Day today.
We'll see. Kids are off of school, so.
Yeah, mine too. So Funko Comics. First, okay, before we go into that, can we talk about Funko for a minute?
Sure.
Brian, you've said in the past you're not a giant fan of the huge-headed, black-eyed, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it takes a lot of creativity to design a Funko Pop action figure because you're not really capturing the essence of what makes a character look like a character except for here's a big head. Oh, they have one eye closed, one eye open, you know.
Yeah.
Here's an accurate representation of their costume in the bottom half, but that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in agreement with you. And then they have the ones that are more detailed, kind of cartoony looking dudes.
I like.
Those are cool.
What's it called? I've got the Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything up on my shelf right back there.
Right.
The Vinyl Idols.
Idols, that's it. And the artist who originally got hired by them that was doing a bunch of this before he got hired, you can find on Instagram. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing work.
Yeah. Yep.
So we've talked about all that before, and this is where it's leading me to this question. I feel like we're about to enter a new phase of Funko stuff. We're going to talk about the comics here in a second, IDW and all that. But I think we're going to start seeing video games and apps and all this stuff, and I think I'm about to be annoyed as hell at Funko because it's going to be too much. It's going to be overwhelmingly saturated. They're going to go to the next level with things. It's going to become a veritable nightmare. Steven, your take.
You may be on the right track because, you know, we did start with the Pop Vinyls and then it moved into Dorbs and the ones that you mentioned. And so they keep diversifying their line. They have some clothing line stuff out there now.
Yeah.
And I think you're on track because this announcement that was made at Toy Fair over the weekend has a comic book featuring some of your favorite Pop Vinyl figures coming to life.
Are they branded? One? Like, is it going to be? Oh,
I
look,
don't know. That's the weird thing.
Darth Vader
it doesn't,
fighting.
Doesn't say that.
It's Darth Vader fighting Daryl from The Walking Dead. It's not like that, right?
Right.
It's not going to be.
It could be.
It could be.
They don't.
Venkman
they don't say in their thing.
The
it just
supernatural
says that we're,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just says Pop Vinyl figures coming to life in 5 off the wall one shots.
That's weird. Jesse Pinkman versus.
Could be.
Targaryen. Freddy Daenerys Kruger. Targaryen.
Yeah, Daenerys Targaryen. I mean, as much as that sounds like fun, these are just big-headed, dopey, whatever. Like, some artist is going to have to make this. I don't know, man. I don't want to poo-poo it. Some people really like these. I have a whole shelf of them. So does Brian. We got a bunch. It's not like we don't want these cool things. We may, you know, have disagreements over whether we think the design aesthetic works for us or not, but I don't know if I need it in a more full-blown media sort of way, in the way that they... Like, this reminds me of the 80s. Like, let's take Pac-Man. Great video game. And then let's turn it into a Saturday morning cartoon. And now let's turn it into a morning cereal. And now let's turn it into about 20 other things. Like, that just annoys me. So I'm prepared to be annoyed. And any talent attached to this project that looks like
you're excited? No, but it has a lot of the people who work on the Ghostbusters and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you've seen some of their cartoony looking stuff, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm guessing with IDW, their stuff is fairly solid when it comes to these weird tie-in things. I mean, who would have thought that the Angry Birds comic would still be going 4 years after they launched the first one?
Yeah. Well, that's actually another good example of a modern thing expanding out from what it originally was in a way that seems a little crazy. Like, what's another one? Like, I was just thinking about this the other day.
Well, you know, the ones you don't see anymore that you were kind of big on when they first came out were the Mighty Mugs. They came and went.
Yeah, they came and went. That's right. What happened there? That's crazy.
Vinyls were cuter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes. I even think the Lego characters take more effort to create. Lego representations of characters take more effort to create than Funko Pops.
That's funny you've mentioned Legos. Maybe that's the best example. Like, I feel like they succeeded in this, but they went from Lego to, hey, here's a bunch of video games, and they were very popular. And then also now here are movies, and that Batman thing apparently is great. And before it, the Lego movie was really good. And they get away with it. That Trolls movie was supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though I was just mortified that it was based on those stupid troll dolls from the 80s. Like, I guess it can be done. I don't want to prejudge it, right? Maybe vinyl pops are the hot new business. And I'm going to be, seeing kids everywhere with their vinyl pop toys, playing out scenarios they saw in a film or they saw in a video game.
And you know what? If you're one of those people who like Funko Pops, more power to you. Not for me, but totally respect the fact that you out there like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd because a lot of the people that I know that buy the pop vinyls, they keep them in the box and they keep them on the wall and they have, 500 of them. Mm-hmm. Yet when our Hastings went out of business here, there was, imagine bigger than a Blockbuster type store.
Yeah.
Hastings would be.
Yeah.
One whole wall from the entrance to the back area where they go in to store things. 6 feet high of nothing but pop vinyls that they were trying to sell.
Right.
Four for $5 or something like that.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, when we were at the Warcraft showing in Salt Lake City, a bunch of us went out to White Whale or White Gray Whale?
Gray Whale.
And they had the same thing, like an entire wall of Funko Pops they were trying to get rid of and multiple copies. Like, all right, here's Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. We have 75 of them. Please buy one.
Yeah, please buy it.
we're going to shove one into your sack while you're not looking.
You're going home with a booger. You just don't know it.
Exactly, whether you want it or not.
So this leads me to another question that's not on our list to talk about, but the recent news that Blizzard hired an ex-Mattel chief executive guy, and he's a higher up, and now works for Blizzard. I could be wrong, but that feels to me like that's Blizzard maybe saying, we're going to take our IPs and characters a little more into the real world with something more than just the pop toy treatment that they've currently got.
Or the McFarlane stuff,
which have they done? I mean, they've only done a couple of those, right?
Yeah.
So a more mainstream way of you going to a store and going, oh, look, here are a bunch of minifigs for Thrall and Jaina and Garage Hellscream and all your favorites are here.
It'd be interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned some of these already because if you look at what Mego Blocks or whatever the knockoff Lego brand is. Mm-hmm. They used to have a World of Warcraft line.
Yeah.
And they used to have, I forget, they used to have a Spider-Man line as well. And then Lego quietly went in and said, hey, we can do this better. And now they dominate both, they dominate the comic book property line. It would not surprise me if we don't see a World of Warcraft Lego line or a Blizzard line, maybe more from Overwatch, we might see more of that pop into Lego very soon. I know that Mego or whatever they're called, they just announced a Pokemon line over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to catch them all there, Brian.
I'm always surprised that they get any business. And it's not that I don't want a competitor to Lego. I do. But I'm always just surprised that Lego doesn't just get all the bigger brands. And it seems like sometimes they do. Like Spider-Man is now them. Mm-hmm. They're not doing anything with Blizzard per se. But I've also noticed Blizzard is starting to just bring a lot more things in-house. They're starting to do a lot more of their own stuff. Like they no longer outsource a playable card game. They no longer outsource any board games or any of that stuff like they used to. And they don't even outsource... what was the other thing they were doing? I can't remember now. But they brought all that stuff in-house. So by them hiring this Mattel guy, it really makes me wonder if they've got big plans for that. And I've long predicted they would have a very lucrative collectible business if they wanted to. And maybe they're going to finally get around to it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind of their statue line or anything like that is, but I would imagine something along what we see with the statues coming out from the comic book properties and the movie properties, what NECA is doing with their stuff. Yeah, I don't see a lot of that from Blizzard, and I think that they could easily make a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, it seems like they make bank, as it were. Let's talk about Mystery Science Theater 3000. And
speaking of bank.
Yeah, and how is this a comic book? I don't get this.
Again, this is another thing that was announced. So a lot of people know that, was it a year and a half ago, Joel Hodgson went to Kickstarter and he said, hey, I want to bring MST3K back in a series of 13 or 14 episodes. I think it went much more beyond that. And fans just poured their money into this. So there is this huge resurgence of Mystery Science Theater right now. Mm-hmm. And so in order to capitalize on that, they're going out and starting a licensing deal. And one of them that also was announced this past weekend was with Dark Horse Comics, in that we're going to get some Dark Horse Comics Mystery Science Theater 3000 books, as well as merchandise. And they just said, the Dark Horse press release said that they were only part of the merchandising stuff that had been licensed off or picked up from various companies. So I'm thinking, like we were just talking with Blizzard, we're going to see some action figures. We're going to see some statues. My hope is that we can finally get some actual life-size one-to-one puppets of Crow and Servo, Tom Servo, instead of trying to search on eBay for all the little parts and building it yourself. So
yeah, I agree.
This stuff is coming. So.
It's a weird the comic book, what is that going to be? Like,
I don't know, because I cannot imagine that being interesting at all.
Yeah, it's just, are we going to have a fake movie going on up there at the...
There's got to be something that tells you how they all ended up on the space station. And
oh, you think they'll do like backstory of the characters? Like
well, and other thing, stuff maybe, going yeah. around on around the ship, I'm sure.
That's interesting, I guess.
But I mean, that's like a 6-issue miniseries.
I know. Yeah, that won't last very long once you finish the backstory.
Yeah, it's
not like... I know Dark Horse is hurting after they lost the Star Wars franchise, but I don't think MST3K is the answer.
Do we know what that impact was? How much money were they making off Star Wars?
If you look at the solicitations, were just out for February, but if you look at the top publishers, they have dropped considerably since the Star Wars franchise has gone away. And in some cases, in some months, they're being beat out by Image Comics and Boom Studios.
Wow.
So, yeah, really? They went from the solid number 3 to maybe 4, maybe 5.
Yeah. Well, everyone likes a solid number 2, I can tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Steven, that's about it for today. There's always some nerdy thing going on, and it's usually covered over there at majorspoilers.com. Anything people should be watching out for this week?
Ooh, hey, how about not something coming out this week, but coming out in June, I believe, Rick and Morty tabletop games.
Ooh.
I know, no people are waiting anxiously for season 3, and I know how much you two laugh and giggle at Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for some board games coming out from Cryptozoic in June.
Mr. Meeseeks, hey, show us. Hey, so we say to Cryptozoic, show us what you've got. We can say that. That'd be great. No, Cryptozoic, man, they get some great licensed stuff.
Yeah, they do. It's interesting.
We need to have Corey on again. He was on the instance a couple of times, and I like talking to that guy, the founder of said Cryptozoic, former Blizzard employee, and you know, they those guys. I don't know. I feel like we're about to get some some big deal out of Blizzard. I don't know what it is. Hmm. I don't know what's... I just have this feeling that some big collectible something.
Mm-hmm. I would... if I were to put some money on stuff, I don't know if you guys have seen... Now, this would require that maybe working with another company, but if you've seen Hot Toys or the Sideshow Collectibles 1/6 scale figures, yeah. If they started putting out 1/6 scale figures of Overwatch and World of Warcraft characters, holy crap, those would snatch up very quickly.
Oh, I'd buy them for sure. I'd get them. I know. And before people send me emails and let me know, I already know about the weird little tracer, little chubby baby looking thing they put out, which was it's got a name. You probably know this one, Steven.
What are the
Chibis?
Yeah. Cupid Deadly? Oh shoot, is it Chibis?
I haven't seen it.
What'd you say, Brian?
It's not
what'd you call it?
Part of the Cupid Deadly, is it?
No. It's here it is. Nendoroid. Is that a name anyone's familiar with?
Nope.
Nendoroid Tracer. it's actually posable. It makes her look like a little fat baby, kind of.
Who's a fat baby?
Who's a fat little baby? Yeah, it's fine. It's just not really my style either, but it's a little anime for me.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the Cupid Deadly style.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
They're a Reaper statue. $150 still? Oh man. I don't have enough friends at Blizzard to get me that thing. I want one. all right. I think that's gonna do it for today. Majorspoilers.com, Major Spoilers on Twitter. Steven, it's always a pleasure. We can't wait to see you next week. Have a great week, man.
Bye guys.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye now. Can't hang
out. Yeah, we need to get you working on your MAME cabinet so we can get updates on that.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Good topic for this one, although I do have one for next week.
Oh yeah, we forgot to, you know, we didn't do that.
Well, we didn't have we didn't have a good topic.
We didn't have a thing. Yeah, I understand. All right. hey, chat room and everybody listening, that's it. That's the show. We're done. Big thanks to everybody for coming out today. We really appreciate it. We'll be here all week with shows every day. As far as I know, there's no change in the schedule. Everything should be good. Yes. I don't care how sick I am. I'm going to record shows. That's my plan.
That's the man right there.
Yeah.
Who needs a plan B, Bob?
It's all in my head anyway. It's all
like... We don't need a plan B.
It's all head coldy. The worst part right now is I just yawned while Steven was on. Not because Steven's boring. I just yawned because I'm yawning. And it popped my left ear because it's been stuffed up. And now I have incredible super hearing out of my left ear.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? And I totally know what you're talking about.
My right ear can't hear a damn thing. It's really annoying. Anyway, patreon.com/TMS is how you support this show. Big thanks to everybody who does. In these trying times, it makes a gigantic difference. You have no idea. I could explain, but it would be sad. So big thanks for your help. Patreon.com/TMS. Consider even just a little bit. $1 a month would be insane for us. It would help us a great deal. And we're streamed every day at alphageekradio.com. And big thanks to them for simulcasting the audio version of the show. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. And you can find all our contact details there, everything you need. And a reminder, the TMS Film Fest is fast approaching its deadline for this month. Again, address is frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest. All the details are there. Brian?
Yes, yes sir.
Let's go. You have song? I like song.
I have song.
Hmm.
This one goes out to Allison. Well, specifically, it goes out to Aaron. Allison wrote in and said, "We were riding in the car listening to TMS the other day, and my youngest piped up and said, 'Mommy, could you ask the guys to sing a song for my birthday?'
Oh.
So I'm asking if you guys will please, quote unquote, sing a song for my little girl, Erin." And her favorites are Lady Gaga and anything by the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
All right.
All right. We're going to go with the Lady Gaga. I actually have a cover of Idina Menzel covering Poker Face, but we've played it on the show before fairly recently, so I don't want to do that one again. But how about another cover of Lady Gaga? Mm. This one is by a band called Portland, UK. They included this on their Acoustic Pop Songs 2017 album that just came out as one of the songs on that compilation. Here is Portland, UK, and their cover. I'm sorry. Here's us. Here's me and Scott singing with me playing guitar, a cover of Bad Romance.
Okay. Here it is.
I want your ugly and I want your disease. I want your everything. nothing as long as it's free. I want your love. I want your love. I want your drama and the touch of your hand. I want your leather study kiss in the sand. I want your love. I want your love. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your love and all your lovers' revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your psycho and your vertical stick. You're in my rear window and baby is sick. I want your love. Love, love, love. I want your love.
I want your horror. I want your design.
Cause you're a criminal as long as you're mine. I want your love. I want your love. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your love and all your lovers' revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. And I've reached the top and I've had to stop, and that's what's been bothering me. I wanna be a madman cub and show right in a town. Be just like the other men, I'm tired of monkeying around.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Beyond time.